Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, April 25th. Brought to you by All for Heaven's Cakes. You know, there is nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. And that's where All for Heaven's Cakes comes in. Tell you what, you're going to find the best cupcakes and cakes for any special occasion or just a treat. Walk in to find out more, but I'm warning you, you're not going to want to leave. Man, it smells heavenly in there. North backside of the Grand Cities Mall, open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturdays 9 to noon. Call them up, 701-757-CAKE, or email them at oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Graduations are coming up, folks. Get those orders in. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins at All for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. Our weather today is sunny and windy. High today around 74 degrees. Well, Grand Forks man been charged with attempted murder after allegedly strangling a coworker twice, once with an extension cord. Alexander Thompson, 27, got into a fight with a coworker while at work Monday. Now, during the fight, Thompson choked his coworker with his hands until other coworkers separated the two. After the initial confrontation and while his coworker was walking away, Thompson's accused of grabbing an extension cord and wrapping it around his co-worker's neck. Court records say during the strangulation, the co-worker's eyes rolled back in their head. They lost consciousness. Other co-workers heard Thompson say, "I'm going to kill you," before they were able to intervene again. Victim suffered a broken collarbone and broken rib. Thompson's charged with two counts of aggravated assault. He's being held in the Grand Forks County Jail. Well, UND's Energy and Environmental Research Center has landed a major award to study enhanced oil recovery. Department of Energy giving the center $11.6 million to investigate how CO2 injected into an unconventional reservoir in the Bakken Formation will result in increased oil and gas production. Now, they'll also look into the feasibility for permanent storage of CO2 in unconventional shale oil and gas reservoirs and repurpose existing infrastructure. Study will last 18 months, be conducted in the field and also in the lab. Well, East Grand Forks City Council unanimously approved Tuesday to apply with the Minnesota DNR for a special bull hunt in November to reduce the number of deer in the Greenway. East Grand Forks Police will issue up to 10 archery permits from the state to East Grand Forks residents. Two hunters will be allowed to hunt one of five separate areas from November 15th to November 24th with the hope of harvesting a buck or doe. Application has been submitted with the DNR. City of East Grand Forks also will donate four lots to Community Land Trust Homes and North Star Neighbors for single-family homes. City Administrator Reed Huttman says if the contractors can find builders, the homes all should be built by 2025. And we'll have more news for you right after this.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, the family of world-renowned polka musician and former Minnesota State Senator Florian Chmielewski says he died Tuesday at the age of 97. Sturgeon Lake native represented northeastern Minnesota in the state Senate from 1970 to 1996. He was elected president in 1987. Now, he brought polka music to the region with the Chmielewski Family Funtime Band for more than 35 years. He was inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame in 1994. I remember listening to him when I was just a little kid. Funeral services, by the way, planned for Monday and Tuesday. And finally in sports, Willie Castro hit a three-run homer and doubled as Minnesota held on for a win over Chicago down to the cities. Christian Vasquez and Max Kepler added one RBI apiece for the Twins, who won their third game in a row to open a four-game series. Twins right-hander Joe Ryan struck out eight batters in six innings. He allowed three runs on four hits and one walk. Twins and White Sox wrap up their four-game series a little after noon today. High school baseball yesterday, Red River beat Grand Forks Central 7-5. Central will host West Fargo today at 5. Red River's at Valley City. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart at home against the Northern Freeze. That game's at 4:30. Girls softball today is Red River at home against West Fargo at 4:30. East Side playing Warroad at 4. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart at Red Lake Falls at 5 o'clock. UND women's softball team, by the way, beat UMC, University of Minnesota Crookston, 3-0 yesterday. And finally, NFL draft starts today. Hopefully by this time tomorrow, we'll know if the Vikings got themselves a good quarterback or not. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by C&H Insurance, who begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. You know, they strive to give everyone who walks through their door a special attention and the best customer service possible. It's their priority. You know, their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They are licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona, too. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. Call them up, 218-773-0287. Or you can also stop by at 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest at East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure with C&H Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. Hey, Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway today at 11 o'clock. Nate Reynolds and his son Aiden will be in to talk about, well, carts, B-mods, late models, and more. Going to be a great show. Make sure to tune in. And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We're on all of them. In the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.